I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Israel's new defense minister stated this week that Iran's nuclear sites are especially vulnerable after Israel's October 26 strikes. What will happen next? Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran says inflation is making life extremely difficult. Iranians want freedom from their regime. Heart for Iran's 24/7 call center has seen a 35% increase in first-time callers this month asking for prayer and help. Pray for God's Spirit to lead Iranians to true freedom and peace in Christ. Then, followers of Jesus have been persecuted for their faith since his crucifixion. Voice of the Martyrs Canada supports persecuted Christians and helps them to remain firm in their faith. Stephen Wesley with VOM explains that all followers of Jesus will face persecution to some extent. So how do we respond and support fellow Christians enduring persecution? Wesley says we can start with prayer for unity and love for one another. Find out more in our full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Jeremy Scott.